Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
It's been a newsy football Friday here in Berea. Peyton Hillis sent home sick, according to the head coach, Pat Shurmur, but says he doesn't think it's anything that'll affect him on Sunday when the Browns take on the Dolphins, so that's great news there. Tony Pachos, he's listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Dolphins. With that ankle injury, it'll be a game-time decision for him. Questionable does mean 50-50. We'll see if he's back at that right tackle spot. Some sad news from the Browns history, from former Browns offensive tackle Orlando Brown passing away at the age of 40 in Baltimore. Very sad to have to hear about that today. It's a jam show with guests. Bernie Kosar is going to make his second visit of the week with us. And our roundtable discussion, we're going to preview, really drill into Sunday's game against the Dolphins with the roundtable convening. Got a couple of pinch hitters in the group because a couple of the starters had to be out today, but you're going to enjoy that nonetheless. Usama Young, we have a little sit down with him with our own Jameer Howerton, takes us inside the locker room, and it's Friday, so it's our fantasy segment, and we have some help from Elliot Harrison of NFL.com and NFL Network to talk a little fantasy ball with you. All right, without further ado, we are going to get to Bernie Kosar. Making his second appearance of the week with us is the one and only Bernie Kosar. Bernie, welcome.
Hey, good to be with you, Vic.
Well, I want to start this out, first of all, on a little bit of a sad note. Someone I know you know as a former teammate, former Browns offensive tackle, Orlando Zeus Brown, found dead today at his Baltimore home at the age of 40. Very sad news.
Yeah, Vic. And not a little bit of a sad news, a lot of a sad news. And for a man and a teammate to only be 40 years old and to lose his life this quickly like this, it's words are tough to express it. God bless to him and his family. And, you know, it's sometimes part of the pain that guys and ex-players get. He was the guy that played. He was one of the first really huge men in the league in the early 90s, coming from a real small school and with minimal football in his background. He was probably in and around that 350 range, 6'8". And the human body's just, you know, not accustomed and used to maybe having guys be that big. Big and you know, I think I hadn't seen him in a year or two, but the last time I saw him, you know, it's hard to keep that weight down and get used to being 350 and so, and it's a lot of pressure to put on the heart.
And Bernie, the memory, unfortunately, the lasting memory of this guy in a Browns uniform is, of course, catching that official's flag, right? That hard, the ball in the bottom of that flag, right in the eye.
The Browns uniform is, of course, catching that official's flag, right? That hard,
understandable and sad in its own way.
Well, you know, fortunately, and for the fans and listeners out there, you know, that's probably, sadly, the clip that people are going to be seeing on TV over the next few days. But, you know, I can go back on my memories of him, and for the fans and listeners out there to remember, here was a guy who came from an incredibly small college in a small area, and learning football, and I just remember for a big, strong, quiet guy, how hard he worked and how hard he attempted to be a fantastic football player. I caught him at the very early rookie stage for a couple years of his career when he really didn't know any techniques. And he really was a self-made guy who went from not really knowing what to do with this big, big athletic body and know any techniques. And he really was a self-made guy who went from not really knowing what to do with this big, big athletic body and not knowing any techniques. And he really was a hard working guy who really made himself into a nice good football player.
Again, pass along our condolences to the Brown family, of course. We shift our gears because there is a game Sunday. The Browns playing the Dolphins at Cleveland Brown Stadium. And Bernie, as we look to this one, and I want to ask you from the standpoint of desperation, 0-2 Dolphins, how serious and how strong a motivator is that for a team, and how dangerous does it make them for the Browns?
Well, I'm not trying to just artificially build up this game, but you're absolutely right on. I'm worried about this game. The Dolphins, 0-2, chance to go 0-3. Then they go to San Diego next week. That's not looking good. Then a bye week. There's a lot of professional pride in, I think, all teams, all organizations. Knowing a lot of the Dolphins, players, coaches, front office, I know there's a lot of pride. And their backs are to the wall. There's a lot of pressure on them before even going into the season about not making the playoffs and them lose the coaching staff, maybe losing their jobs. Players don't – this staff picked these players. These players like being in the NFL. They don't want a coaching change either, because that coaching change typically means player changes too. So I really think we're going to catch a Dolphin team this week who's going to come out fighting for their lives. There's no doubt about it.
Former Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, so the first chore for this Browns team, let's look at it from an offensive perspective, and off of what you've seen now in 2 weeks, how do you see them dealing with a game like this? You're at home. You want to establish, of course, that sense of ownership of your place, that it shouldn't be an easy place for opponents to play. But from an offensive standpoint, I think it means closing the sale a lot better offensively than happened in that home opener against Cincinnati.
Well, again, looking at it in terms of both games, as opposed to maybe just the home opener, again, you're exactly right. You have to defend your own house, defend your own territory, make it an environment that teams coming in understand that this isn't going to be an easy day. It's a game that they probably should lose, and that's the mindset that all home teams want to have. I think when you're a young football team, like the Browns are, you have issues closing out teams like we did the first game against the Bengals. The positive side, going on the road last week against another team that's having some injury issues and not having their quarterback, but being able to close out on the road Indianapolis last week, make plays at the end to do what you need to do, whatever you need to do to get that W, the Browns did in week two, and to build upon that and to learn from it. And again, just because you did it once doesn't mean you're going to do it for sure a second time. But it is winning, I do believe, breeds winning, just like losing breeds losing. And the team learned how to close out a team that's been a perennial playoff team for multiple years in a row, like they did against Indianapolis last week. You definitely want to continue it this week.
34 runs to 32 passes against the Colts is good, a balance, I guess, as you could have offensively. Can you see that sustaining itself for the Browns, Bernie?
Well, in the NFL, it's optimal and fantastic to be able to have that balance, because it means you're probably winning the games when you're able to run the ball that much. That being said, astronomical numbers are being put up this year in terms of the passing game. And you see teams, Tom Brady's over 900 yards, Cam Newton's over 800 yards, averaging over 400 yards a game, so many quarterbacks, over 300 yards a game, so many quarterbacks. So the big chunk plays, by and large, in the league are still coming from the passing game. But younger teams, with the line issues that we've had, and we have Peyton Hillis, a lot of teams don't. So being able to keep that mix probably says the Browns are playing good, winning football.
Well, Bernie, I think it is something to look forward to, as is tomorrow night's induction dinner. The Cleveland Browns legends are going to welcome in Tom DeLeon and Vince Costello. I know you're going to be there along with a host of former Browns players. I will as well. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, looking forward to, you know, the Browns and the organization doing a nice job of taking care of the alumni and bringing guys back and being around some of the younger guys and being around the fans. And I myself looking forward to seeing some of my old teammates and some of the guys, some of the Browns guys that I rooted for as a high school kid growing up in Youngstown.
Beautiful stuff.
See you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow night.
See you. Bye.
Bye. And each day in Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we post a poll question on the wall of the Browns official Facebook page. Today's poll question, always tying in with our Friday semi-fantasy theme, is which Browns, wide receiver or tight end, do you expect to have the best fantasy football week and why? And the choices are Joshua Cribbs, Muhammad Masakwa, Evan Moore, or other. You make the pick. All right. When we come back, we assemble a panel, our panel, to talk about Sunday's game between the Browns and the Dolphins. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Like Northeast Ohio's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series and Ranger, Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now. Available with 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 in rebate. That's 0 for 60, plus $1,000 on Ford Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Universal Windows Direct is back with our crazy $99 window sale.
Bill, I can't believe we're doing this. For every window you buy, you get the second one for $99.
Mike, that's almost like giving the windows away, man.
Dude, I hear you, but it's fall, home improvement time, and we don't want people to trust their windows to just any company.
I agree. We haven't even mentioned 36 months interest-free financing.
So call us right now at 216-518-8900, and we'll give you an extra 15% off.
You're killing me, Mike.
Call Universal Windows Direct and tomorrow you'll be saved.
I love my windows.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. So now she's going out with that creep Nathan.
Cops are out there and they'll see you before you see them. They're cracking down on drinking and driving all across the country. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Have a passion for health and fitness? Rather be in the gym than in office? Change lives by sharing that passion. Stauffenberger College is introducing a new program this fall designed just for you. Personal fitness training. Make your dreams come true. Fall enrollment ends October 14th. Call Stauffenberger College at 440-838-1999 or visit learnwhatyoulove.com. See what everybody's talking about. For information about the college graduation rates, median debt, and more, visit learnwhatyoulove.com. Financial aid is available to those who qualify and eligible veterans can utilize their Montgomery GI Bill.
Announcing more airlines and lower fares for Northeast Ohio. Go to flypittsburgh.com to find out how you can save and just how close Pittsburgh International Airport is. Paris, France, just got a little closer. Global business travel just got easier. Free Wi-Fi and nonstop flights to Europe at Pittsburgh International Airport. Right now at flypittsburgh.com, Northeast Ohio can find more airlines and fares more than 25% lower than Cleveland Hopkins. Sign up for fare alerts. Click, save, fly.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Joe Hayden. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. As the standout cornerback just said, it's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. And Sunday's game against the Dolphins is presented by the Cleveland Clinic. Same-day appointments are available. Visit clevelandclinic.org/same-day. Assembling our panel to take a look at Sunday's game against the Dolphins. We've got a couple of guys pinch-hitting today because Jimmy Donovan and Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network can't be here.
But we have some outstanding replacements, one being Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. Nate, welcome.
Thanks, Vic.
And Scott Petrick, of course, from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram.
Hey, Vic, how you doing?
And the usual part of the panel, of course, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Tom, how you doing?
Good, Vic. This is our right tackle rotation, I guess.
Exactly. Well, I know Nate and Scott have helped us out before, and again, we appreciate you being part of this. All right, guys, so playing the Dolphins and a chance to, I think, take advantage of another team that's struggling.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, a desperate team, though, right now. The Dolphins being 0-2 and coming off two tough games at home. You know, good competition there, New England and Houston. So they're in a bad spot, and Tony Sperano's in a bad spot with another loss or two. So I think this is quite a dangerous team that's coming into Cleveland Stadium on Sunday.
Nate, how dangerous do you really think they are from a matchup standpoint?
I think they're really dangerous, too. You know, I've got to agree with Tom, and I think that they're better than the Bengals. I think they're better than the Colts. And, you know, Tom said it, they're desperate. They've got to win this game for their coach. The players in that locker room know they've got to win the game for themselves, because if a new coach comes in, you know, their jobs are at stake, too, in a lot of ways.
And Scott, when you look at the matchup, I mean, there's things that this Dolphin team can do from an explosive standpoint. Mm-hmm. And when we look at Chad Henne, I know there's a lot of debate over his quality, but really in two losses, what he has shown is that he and that passing game can be very dangerous.
Yeah, they have the 10th ranked defense, I think, right now. And you can't get past Brandon Marshall and Reggie Bush as their two biggest weapons. And anytime you have two guys that can make huge plays all game long, that's a big threat. And I know the Browns have, you know, Indy's got some playmakers, but these guys will threaten that Browns pass defense that so far has been real solid.
Tom, in terms of the Browns' strengths so far that we've seen, let's start from an offensive standpoint. I think we know that there's an ability to run the football with a certain amount of effectiveness, although I think that can get better, mm-hmm. obviously. But I think what we saw in that passing game, did we see somewhat of a turning point with Colt McCoy? From that moment that he took that hit from Dwight Freeney, do we see a guy now? Because I thought he got so dialed in, mm-hmm. and so just determined, I guess, to not only recover from that, but just the way he recovered from the previous week against Cincinnati.
Yeah, he really bounced back well, and I think these guys would agree, too. I thought their play selection after that hit was vital as well. I mean, they got the ball out of his hands quickly. You know, they rolled the pocket out when they needed to. And I think Colt has shown in a short time that he's a very dangerous player when he gets outside the pocket, extends plays with his legs, and finds guys down the field. It seems like, you know, that was kind of his MO at Texas, mm-hmm. if you remember, too. He's not a true pocket passer. So, yeah, I think we're going to see, Vic, as this year goes on, we're going to see a continuing evolution of this West Coast offense. And I thought last thing, one of the things that struck me last week was that Greg Little was a little more involved last week, and I think they're starting to realize that this guy could be a mismatch nightmare for other teams. I mean, he's so big for cornerbacks to handle or nickelbacks or what have you. If you put him in the slot, and he's too quick, and he's just as strong as a linebacker. So I'm seeing, you know, Little maybe becoming a more viable target for Colt.
And Nate, when you look at this Dolphins defense, it's ranked dead last overall in the league after 2 weeks. The pass defense is near the bottom of the league. Can we just look at those numbers and take them at face value? I mean, I'm not seeing a great pass rush, although Cameron Wake is a really good pass rusher. But the injuries they've had at corner, I mean, the secondary as a whole just hasn't performed that well.
No, you're right. I mean, the defense couldn't play much worse right now for the Dolphins. But I think that you said it right there with Cameron Wake. I mean, the guy had 14 sacks last year. He's had a sack in each of the first two games. He had 1.5 against the Browns last year, and he's going to be going against, you know, whoever the Browns are playing at right tackle. Right. So it's still a dangerous defense, even though it's ranked dead last through two games. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns have to do a lot of what they did last week, in terms of rolling Colt out, getting him on the move, and getting him away from that pass rush.
And he's an accurate passer, Scott, on the move. I mean, that's a comfortable thing for him for the most part.
Oh, it is. I think he might even throw the ball stronger when he's moving. Mm-hmm. He gets that momentum behind him. He took a big hit in week one. Roland Wright's the best throw I've seen him make in 2 years, the 56-yarder to Massaquoi. Right. I mean, he's on the move, gets hit as he throws, and still has enough arm behind it. So you like him out there. And I do think where the Dolphins are vulnerable is in that secondary. Avante Davis probably isn't going to play.
Right.
I think it's Carroll's been beat the first 2 weeks.
Yep.
So I think there's matchups that the Browns need to take advantage of.
I think we also got to be careful. It is only week 3. You know, rankings don't mean much at this point. I mean, especially consider the teams in Miami.
Eight quarters of football doesn't quite.
Yeah, so, and I'm always leery of them anyway, sure. Because, you know, you can make stats, you can turn them into anything you want them to be.
The one stat that I guess doesn't lie about Miami is that they went on the road. seven victories last year, six of them on the road, and it's a stark contrast to what they do at home. They're 0-2 already there this season and struggled there last year. Do you think there's something to that, and should that be a concern for the Browns
with
good road teams coming
up? I do. I think it's kind of become their thing. You know, I mean, the Dolphins have gotten to the point like, hey, for whatever reason it is, we can't play well at home, so let's go on the road. They kind of adopt that, you know, us versus the world mentality, and that can make them an even more dangerous team. So, you know, like I said, I think the Browns got their hands full.
Our roundtable discussion about Sunday's game between the Browns and the Dolphins. We have Nate Ulrich, of course, from the Akron Beacon Journal, Scott Petrick from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram, and, of course, it's Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Don't have Jimmy Donovan or Doug Deacon with us this week. They will be back with us, but the pinch hitters are doing well so far. So, all right, pinch hitter Nate, the tight ends weren't as involved. I mean, Evan Moore caught a touchdown against the Colts, but the tight ends weren't as involved against the Colts as we'd seen them, certainly, in the previous week and as we expect them to be week in and week out. And the Colts look like they did a very effective job kind of getting hands on those guys coming off the line. I mean, that isn't something the Browns can allow to have happen week after week.
No, because the tight ends are one of the strengths of this team. And I think anybody would recognize that. What you did see was you saw Alex Smith kind of play a more prominent role last week. And Coach Pat Shurmur said earlier, in games in which, you know, we're trying to battle for, you know, chunks of 5 yards at a time, that's when Alex Smith shows up because he's a great run blocker. And then he expanded his role last week. But in terms of the group as a whole, I would expect them to have, you know, more production week in, week out than they had against the Colts.
I mean, the Dolphins, Scott, have had their issues dealing with tight end. They've had their issues dealing with a lot of things. But tight ends would be an area where you would think the Browns could have that advantage. But do you just force it? Do you just insist on making that happen? Because I know you want if you're closing off the inside, and what did the Browns do last week? They started throwing outside. But you want to be able to work the field inside out, outside in.
I think you come into the game saying we think Ben Watson and Evan Moore are going to be effective. Watson had 10 catches for 100 last year against the Dolphins.
Right.
But if that's a good Dolphins game plan to take those guys away, then you have to adjust. You can't force feed the ball to 82 and 89 just because you love throwing them the ball. That's why Cribbs and Little and Massaqua, who've had good starts, become so important.
And last week with the tight ends, you had to be so concerned with Freeney and Mathis, right. So that their role, you know, was not what you would maybe normally go into a game with. So, and Scott and Nate and I were talking about this earlier today. I think, you know, the tight ends, that's a real strong group here with the Browns. There's a lot of things they can do. And as I said earlier, I think that's going to be a continued evolution at that position as well, as they figure out, you know, how to play to these guys' strengths the best.
This will lead to a special teams discussion, guys, but I want to start talking about Joshua Cribbs to the extent that as a receiver, I mean, we're noticing so much more his presence. And last week with the bubble screen involvement that he had, we know what he'll do or can do as a returner, and we'll touch on that in a second. But as a receiver, do you like what you're seeing in terms of his involvement? And the way the scheme is set up, it just seems like he has a natural fit for it.
Yeah, I think you got to like what you're seeing from Cribbs, but maybe not in the traditional sense of a wide receiver.
Yeah.
You know, you can put him at running back. You can put him in the backfield. You can run those bubble screens with him that we saw against the Colts. And, you know, Tom just mentioned a conversation we had earlier. We were talking about Cribbs earlier and how he's a hybrid player. He's not your typical wide receiver, but what Pat Shurmur's doing in this offense is he's figuring out the different ways to use him. You know, not the wildcat per se, but he's getting the balls in different ways. He's getting the ball into his hands like he said he would.
The special teams element of this, obviously huge. Brad Maynard, we know what a difference just 1 week made, having him punting instead of an injured punter the week before. Combined with Cribbs, that field possession battle, how overwhelmingly favorable it was to the Browns last week, Scott.
Well, it is. And when you don't have juggernaut offense or defense like the Browns haven't the last few years, you need to win that field position battle. And Cribbs has been huge the last couple of years, but last year was hurt, and you could tell. They didn't have the same wild swings of field position. So, you know, and I talked to Phil Dawson, the kicker, this week, and he was blown away by Brad Maynard, just how pinpoint he is. He'd tell him, I'm going to kick this one to the 8-yard line on the right sideline, and that's where he kicks it. So if you can rely on that, and then you have the threat of Cribbs, all of a sudden, you're winning the special teams battle every week, which is something the Browns need to do.
Yeah, sure. Phil said, I was talking to him today about that very topic that Scott's talking about. Phil said you'd be amazed how many punters and how many kickers in this league just have, you know, one punt or one kickoff. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of guys that aren't able to do that directional
kick. No repertoire.
So, yeah, no, you know, no bag of tricks. Like, you know, and Phil's had to come up with one, you know, kicking in the tricky winds down at Cleveland Stadium. So, and I think as, you know, as we talk more about the special teams, Vic, and I brought up to Coach Shermer this week, I think we're going to start seeing teams kicking it away from Josh. You know, if they're unable to pound it through that end zone, well, then you got to make a choice. Do you squib it? Do you take the risk of kicking a line drive and maybe not having it go as deep as you wanted it to? So, you know, he can still be effective not touching the ball.
Right.
But goodness gracious, I mean, what he's done the last 2 weeks when he's gotten the ball in his hands, I mean, he has turned both of those games right around.
Nate, I thought we saw the start of something special. I mean, we can count the first game to some extent, but clearly last week in Indianapolis, if we're going to have a starting point for the Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard era in Browns football, if it does become that big, it seemed where that's where it started, and throw Ataba Rubin, of course, Jamie Mitchell into the conversation. But that front four with these two kids was pretty very impressive. And my sense is, looking at a Dolphin team that has struggled to deal with protection for Chad Henne, this could be another great opportunity for them.
Yeah, I think it can. And like you said, they really came alive last week and showed why they were the Browns' first two picks of the draft. Sheard, the interesting thing about him is, you know, the switch from the right side to the left side. Now, that's where he played at Pitt, on the left side. And his body type isn't necessarily conducive to playing on the left side in the NFL, because you want a bigger guy typically who's going to face the double teams from, you know, a tight end and, right, and a right tackle. But, you know, Tom Hecker, we talked to yesterday, seems to think that he's going to do fine over there. He's just more comfortable. And Pat Shermer said the same thing. And Jamie Mitchell, actually, who's played left end his whole career, feels equally comfortable and is really embraced going to the right side to help Sheard out. So I think you're actually going to see more production from Sheard, because now he's in his best spot. He's, you know, he's in the place where he's most comfortable.
And this Dolphin offensive line, we know the name Jake Long, but you've got young Mike Pouncey there as a rookie, Scott. So I would think, I mean, it's rookie on rookie to some extent, but I would think that matches that matchup favors the Browns to some extent.
I do, and I think if the Browns are going to win this game, they have to dominate. From the defensive front four has to dominate. Mark Colombo is struggling at right tackle. Pouncey isn't the same player as a rookie that his brother was in Pittsburgh. So coming off that performance, you know, sometimes rookies have a tendency, they're not always consistent. 1 week they're good, 1 week they're bad. The Browns need those, that front four, especially Taylor and Sheard, to have another good week, because I think that's where they have the biggest edge against Miami.
And once again, we're talking about the rookies and their impact in Mitchell, and we continually forget Rubin, don't we? And boy, you know,
and you can't forget this guy.
No, I mean, he's you know, becoming one of the better defensive tackles in the AFC, if not the league. And you know, this week it was nice to hear, you know, Sheard and Mitchell and Taylor all talk about, you know, how Rubin has rubbed off on all of them. You know, I can remember Taylor saying a couple weeks ago that he just gets tired watching Rube. You know, he's just all over the field. So, you know, he's really become a leader in the front there. You know, he takes on that, you know, leading by example, and he's kind of embracing that mentor role, which is huge to have down there.
And they play in hand in hand or hand in glove or whatever it is, this pass rush and the secondary. And all eyes, of course, Joe Hayden, Brandon Marshall. I know there will be other matchups to watch as well. Dolphins have some other guys who catch the ball well, but that is the one where all eyes are going to be focused, Nate.
Yeah, absolutely. Brandon Marshall is a big-time receiver, and Joe Hayden says he wants to cover the best because, you know, when you cover the best, it shows you're the best.
Sure.
And, you know, the Browns, it's kind of a little bit, you know, vague right now how they're going to use Joe. You know, they don't know. They haven't really said if they're going to start letting him shadow the other team's best receiver. Right now they play, you know, left and right corner.
Right.
But Joe will get a lot of matchups for sure, and he'll relish the opportunity.
What do you think, Scott?
I think it's a great matchup for Joe because he likes to get his hands on a receiver, and Marshall's a guy that likes that physical confrontation.
Yeah.
So I think you see less penalties on Joe. You saw a couple caught on him last week, and you won't see those against Marshall because Marshall's fighting just as much as Joe would be.
Sure.
So I think it's a good matchup for Joe, and I think even if he goes the other side, Sheldon Brown's a physical corner, and that's the kind of guy that he matches up well against, I think.
Well, and to Scott's point, you know, Sheldon maybe he's not as flashy as Joe, obviously, but he's that seasoned vet you have to have back there.
Mm-hmm.
And both Dick Duron and Tom Heckert raved about the job Sheldon's done this year. And once again, he too, like Ruben, in that mentor role. I mean, he's still got these young, you know, defensive backs that he's trying to show the way, and he's doing a nice job of it.
Speaking of nice jobs, great job by our two pinch hitters, Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal, Scott Petrick from the Elyria Chronicle Telegram. Guys, thank you. And, of course, as always, Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks very much.
All right, we've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Like Northeast Ohio's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series and Ranger, Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now, available with 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 in rebate. That's 0 for 60, plus $1,000 on Ford Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your Best Wings USA fix every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series today, and I'm taking it as far as it goes. A single tank of gas, up to 32 miles per gallon highway, that is almost 600 miles up.
Probably no music in the car's 12-gig hard drive. That's a lot of guitar solos.
Use Google Maps to line up some great stops on the way.
Man's got
to
eat.
Sent directions straight from my laptop to the car.
Oh, really? Fruit trucks pulled in front of me. Strawberry jam averted. And fuel saved.
See, when you hit the brakes, the unused energy gets stored, creating power without using fuel.
Now let's find some open road. I suggest you do the same. The test drive of the 5 Series today. Oh, here's a curve I'd love to save some fuel on.
Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 535i X-Drive sedan for $629 a month. Visit NortheastOhioBMW.com/finance for details.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of AlarmForce. Have you ever noticed how some companies offer great deals for their new customers while completely ignoring their loyal, longtime ones? At AlarmForce, we appreciate all of the 250,000 people we protect. And because of that, we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Call now and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. AlarmForce.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
It's time to kick off a season of savings at Medina Volkswagen Mazda. Ohio's fastest growing VW and Mazda dealer has put together all of the right plays to make sure their game plan makes you a winner. Right now, you can save up to thousands on their roster of fuel-efficient 2011 Volkswagens and Mazdas, including the VW Jetta and Mazda 3. Have a vehicle to trade in? Then you've come to the right place. You won't find any trick plays with the team at Medina Volkswagen Mazda. They'll pay more for your vehicle and sell you theirs for less, regardless of your car's make or mileage. It doesn't get much easier than that. With Medina Volkswagen Mazda, you'll never outkick your coverage, making life simple for you and your checkbook. So get out today and visit Medina Volkswagen Mazda on Pearl Road in Medina, or open anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. Find out why they're Ohio's fastest growing VW and Mazda dealer and experience the Medina Volkswagen Mazda difference.
Appreciate that you are spending this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. You hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. This month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go long with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. And each week, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford, each week we take you inside the locker room with our own Jameer Howerton. He sits down today with Browns safety Usama Young. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Usama, taking a look back at the week of practice, how did the team respond to the coach's corrections?
I think we responded pretty good. You know, as a team, you know that you're going to make mistakes, and the coaches know that too. But it's how you go about correcting them and how you go about, you know, dealing with it openly as professionals. You got to come in with a positive attitude, know that you made mistakes, but it's easy to clear up. It's easy to clean up. And as a team, I think we did that pretty good.
At times, it has seemed like the defense has struggled with hurry-up and no-huddle offenses. Was that one of the areas of focus in practice this week?
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, that that quick tempo can get even the best of teams. Well-prepared teams, that can give them some trouble as well. And when we came out, you know, we were prepared. But as soon as they came out in the no-huddle situation, it's like, oh, man, you got to get on your job. You got to get there quickly. And I think we did that well. The coaches came out, and they prepared us well this week.
As one of the leaders on the defense playing at the safety position, how impressed were you with the defensive linemen after their play from last week's game against the Colts?
Very, very impressed. You know, when you have defensive, that front four, the front five, front seven, all those guys just putting that pressure on the quarterback consistently, he gets hot feet back there, hot feet, and he's ready to get the ball out quickly. And as a defensive back, you hope for that. You don't want him to sit there patting the ball, because that's when they make accurate throws. So if the front four, front seven, everybody gets to the quarterback, it makes him make quick decisions and hopefully make some mistakes.
And let's take a look at this Miami team. And looking at this Miami offense, they have a lot of weapons, and on paper, they don't look like an 0-2 team. What challenges do they present in the running and passing game?
So many. When you look at them, you can't look at the record. That'll just put you in a negative right there. Don't look at the record, because, come on, you got a quarterback that's throwing over 400 yards some games. And, you know, on average, they're matching up against good teams. I mean, New England and Houston, both very good teams, and they played them tight till the end of the game. And when you look at the weapons from inside to out, the quarterback, the running back, the talented O-line and the receiving core, they're well put together, so they're going to be a test for our defense.
Last season, they won 7 games, and 6 out of those games were on the road. How much does that factor in the mindset when you're getting ready to face this Dolphins team?
You know that good teams win on the road. Not only do they win at home, but they know how to win on the road. So just them having that success on the road, that shows us that they know how to deal with adversity. They know how to come in and deal with a hostile crowd. Their team, they're well coached, and we're going to be prepared for their A game.
And for yourself, how are you coming along in this defense, considering this training camp you suffered the hamstring injury?
We've all been learning together, and I know that hamstring, that put me in the background for a little bit, and I had to learn from the outside in, you know, taking mental reps from the sideline or standing behind the defense when they were taking the reps. And I think it helped me just to see the entire field. You know, coming into a new defense, we were all learning together, you know, as a coaching staff and as players. But to be able to get it the outside perspective and see different players make mistakes, it helped me out a little bit. And once I got out on the field, I said, okay, I can't make those mistakes, because I got to act like I've been out there this entire time, just not missing any steps, even though I was out for the preseason.
Well, last week it definitely looked like you had been out there for quite some time. You got your first pick. Was that a sign of relief to say, hey, there's more to come?
Definitely, because you know, as a defensive player, as a defensive back, I want to get the ball in my hands as much as possible. And if you're going to be a good defense, you got to be opportunistic. Anytime those chances present themselves, you got to be able to step up and make a play. So I'm glad that I got my hands on the ball and I held on to it. So hopefully the first one is the toughest one, just to break that ice. But after that, let's hope they pile up.
Not only did you make a big play out there, but your college teammate Joshua Cribbs was making plays all across the field. He was named AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. How proud of you, and is this something that you've just been seeing Joshua do from years to years through college?
Yeah, I can't even say how proud of him I am. Just seeing him being an unsung hero. You know, on special teams, guys don't really get noticed too often. And whenever he gets the ball in his hands, and even when he doesn't have the ball in his hands, people don't see the plays that he makes at make a gunner or the plays he make when he's on kickoff team. They see him only when he's at receiver or he's getting those kick returns and punt returns. But he's an explosive player. I've been seeing him do it since high school and earlier than that. So I know what he can do, and I'm happy that he is getting that acclaim that he deserves.
And lastly, Usama, you've won at the highest level in this business, and you know what it takes week in and out to stay the course. What lessons have you tried to teach the younger guys in the locker room?
Man, one is just staying humble. You know, we're all in this league, and that's an achievement in itself. But at the same time, you got to stay hungry. So I say stay humble, stay hungry. That's what I constantly tell the young guys, because you want more. You know, once you touch this ground, once you touch that field, you're like, I'm in the NFL. Don't be satisfied with that. And that's what I learned early on from some of the veterans when I was in New Orleans. You know, I had Mike McKenzie early on, and then Darren Sharper came in, and those guys taught me how to be a winner and how to be humble while doing it. But at the same time, you got to keep that work ethic, because a lot of guys get in the league and they get complacent. So that's one major thing that I learned as a pro.
Usama, thank you for your time and good luck this week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right. And you can also catch Jameer Howerton, that is, our own, as well as yours truly, and head coach Pat on TV each week on Browns Insider. It airs each Sunday at 11 a.m. on WJW Fox 8. Great show. Got to tune in. Got to catch it. All right. When we come back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, it's our weekly fantasy segment. This time with Elliot Harrison from NFL.com and NFL Network. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Like Northeast Ohio's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series and Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now. Available with 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 in rebate. That's 0 for 60, plus $1,000 on Ford Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is now the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Lube wings are now available at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Whether you're watching the game live or stopping into your local Quaker Steak and Lube, be sure you're getting your best wings USA fixed every game day. Watching the game at home, the lube has you covered. Call ahead or order online to pick up your lube wings at the pickup wingo window. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
This is Jim Swayze. I know you hear me talk about the fun and the fantastic treasure hunt we always have at Half Price Books and their helpful staff. Hey, while losing yourself among their incredible selection is half the fun, sometimes you can get, well, a little lost. For example, Uncle Wiley said, next time you're at Half Price Books, get me a copy of Who Moved My Cheese. So I'm in the cooking section when one of the employees spotted I was having a little bit of trouble. Can I help, he says? Looking for a copy of Who Moved My Cheese, says I. He chuckled and said, let's move our cheese to the business section because that's a business book. I'll show you right where it is. Cheesy Uncle Wiley may have been playing a little game with me, but with all the helpful folks at Half Price Books, I come out the winner. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more at hpb.com.
Will Birch here, and are you in the market for a used car? Then get to CrestmontHyundai.com. With used vehicles starting as low as $29.95, Crestmont Hyundai gives you their best price up front. CrestmontHyundai.com.
Hurt in a car? Call KNR. 1-800-HURT-NOW. Kissling, Nestico, and Reddick.
Tune in to Mike and Mike every morning. Brought to you by Cleveland Clinic Sports Health. Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske automotive dealership.
And we're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. Single game tickets to upcoming Cleveland Browns games are selling out quickly, but you still have a chance to get in on the game day action before it's too late. Hurry, secure your seats to one of the few available games for single game tickets by calling 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. It's Friday, and that means we have our weekly fantasy segment, and helping us to do that today from NFL.com. He's an analyst there and a regular on NFL Fantasy Live is Elliot Harrison. Elliot, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vic. I've got my Mountain Dew sitting here. I am ready to go.
Well, we are ready to roll with you. This seems like a pretty good week, just kind of looking things over at the running back position, that key fantasy spot, to have what probably was a top pick in a lot of fantasy drafts, the one and only Ray Rice. Now, I know Browns fans aren't going to have a whole lot of love for a rival guy in the AFC North, but nonetheless, this Ravens running back is going against the worst run defense in the NFL in the Rams this week. Seems like an obviously great play.
Yeah, and I tell you, Vic, I was a real smart guy. I told everyone on our show that they should maybe consider benching Ray Rice against the Steelers, and you saw how that panned out. So I've since adopted, I guess, a new fantasy tenet, and for all your listeners out there, listen, if you invested a top five or a top ten pick in a guy, don't bench him. You know, if you lose with your top 10 guy, let's say Ray Rice stinks up the joint,
yeah,
at least you can know that you dance with who brought you. But if you bench him for, you know, let's say a guy that's on the cusp, Marshawn Lynch of Seattle, for example, and right, he has a bad game, you're going to be pinching yourself saying, I should have started Ray Rice.
Another running back of prominence to talk about is Matt Forte of the Bears. He's accounted for more than 50% of their offense this year, both as a runner and a receiver. He's really been effective catching the football, and the Packers, we face this week, have had a hard time dealing with running backs who are involved in the passing game.
Yeah, well, Green Bay's defense is just having issues, period. What I like about Forte this week is the fact that Mike Martz kind of fell on the sword, offensive coordinator Mike Martz, and said, we've got to run the ball more, because against New Orleans, their run-pass ratio was terrible. And so that's always good. Last week, Marty Mornhinweg, the Eagles OC, came out and said Jeremy Maclin not being involved week one was my fault. And you saw what Maclin did against the Falcons. I think he had well over 100 yards receiving. So when the OC comes out to the newspapers or the press and says, hey, we got to get this guy more involved, they usually mean it. So Matt Forte, expect 20 touches for sure.
Adrian Peterson from the Vikings, we know what he's all about and a dominant player. I wonder if this is going to be a telling situation for him facing the strong Lions defensive front this week.
Well, I don't like this matchup for Peterson. That said, you know, I wouldn't bench Peterson unless you've got Eric Dickerson, Tony Dorsett, and maybe Gerald Riggs in his prime on your bench. But Adrian Peterson, I think, has a tough time because the Lions front four is so good. And if the Lions get up 21-3, how much is Peterson going to be seeing the ball? Now, if they get him involved in the passing game, which they were supposed to do, then I think it's still a good play. Because, again, you can't ever discount. We just talked about Forte. You can't ever discount a running back's involvement in the passing game when it comes to fantasy points. But I do worry about Peterson if the Lions get a big league. I mean, their offense, Vic, looks awesome right now.
And it's interesting, and we're talking with Elliot Harrison, analyst for NFL.com. You see him as a regular on NFL Fantasy Live on NFL Network. With regard to the other big name of running backs in the league, Chris Johnson of the Titans, he has really gotten off to this slow start. How worried should anyone who thought of him as being a top player and a top play each week be. He does get the Broncos this week. They're 28th against the run. They've given up more than 130 yards per game on the ground.
Well, see, Vic, you're so well prepared that you steal all my thunder before I even have a chance to say it. Listen, if you've got the panic button on Chris Johnson, I think you pack it away, you know, in your closet with your mom's antiques and your Miss Pac-Man tabletop. I think you play Chris Johnson and you love it because Denver's defense, as you mentioned, really struggles in the front seven sometimes. And I think Chris Johnson, yes, he's been slow for 2 weeks, but don't discount the fact that the Ravens secondary didn't play well and Matt Hasselbeck exploited him. He took what they gave him. You know, I think this week against Denver, Denver's not going to let Matt Hasselbeck go all Dan Marino on them. I think Chris Johnson's going to be a big part of that win. I fully expect a 100-yard game.
Now, Elliot, I know you take a little bit of a irreverent perspective on this game, on this league. You have some guys that might not be so obvious, a little bit off the radar as people that as players that people should look at. Give me a rundown of some of them.
Well, I'm not going to be so irreverent as to tell you to start Herman Fontenot and Brian Brennan this week, but I will say that, you know, look at the Redskins matchup against Dallas, Vic. It's on Monday night. The Cowboys secondary, they're just letting receivers run around like kids at a public swimming pool right now, and I think that Santana Moss and Fred Davis are both good guys to start. Santana Moss, a lot of you out there are probably already starting as a flex. Some people bench him. I think you definitely start Santana Moss somewhere, whether it's one of your receivers or one of your flex. Fred Davis, the tight end. Listen, he's had a great first couple of weeks. I believe he's only behind Jason Witten in receiving yards for tight ends. And the Cowboys safeties, this just in, they're not good. If you see a guy wearing number 20 for Dallas with the last name Ball, and he's covering Davis, that's a good matchup for you. So I think Fred Davis, Santana Moss, two under-the-radar guys. And even, you know, Vic, you've seen what Rex Grossman's done the first 2 weeks.
Right, right. No, he's been very impressive. And, you know, seeing guys like Rex Grossman perform the way he has, Ryan Fitzpatrick for the Bills, I think changing a lot of the thinking, perhaps, that people have in their fantasy thoughts. The Browns have some interesting people with regard to fantasy, the biggest, of course, being Peyton Hillis, pretty much on a week-to-week basis, he's the focus. But Colt McCoy, with a chance going up against a Dolphin defense, a secondary that's struggled these past 2 weeks against the Patriots and the Texans.
Yeah, you know, if we go Browns-specific, I like Colt McCoy more this week than I like Peyton Hillis. I think Ben Watson is a nice player. The problem with the Browns is you don't really know what you're getting from week to week. And I think this week, if I'm Cleveland, I'm trying to exploit that Dolphins secondary. And with that mentality, I think Colt McCoy is a nice start, especially for those of you out there who don't necessarily have a really good starter. Or let's say that you have Tony Romo, Vic, and you're worried about his ribs. Should I start him against the Redskins? Hey, I don't think there's anything wrong with rolling with Colt McCoy against the Dolphins.
Well, I'm going to agree with you on that, and also the tight ends. I think the tight ends could get heavily involved in this game as well because they really weren't against the Colts, and I think it's something that you have such effective weapons there with Watson and Evan Moore being another one, another player that you I would think could have some success against Miami.
You bet, and you referenced the Colts. You know, listen, if you're deciding between Kerry Collins right now and Colt McCoy, your fantasy team is probably sunk. But definitely roll with Colt McCoy.
Good stuff. Elliot, really appreciate it. He is Elliot Harrison from NFL.com. And, of course, you can see him on NFL Fantasy Live on NFL Network. Thanks so much, Elliot.
Hey, thanks for having me. And I hope Herman Fontenot is still revered there in Cleveland.
Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop Ohio's largest selection of Ford trucks at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Like Northeast Ohio's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series and Ranger. Liberty Ford has hundreds of fuel-efficient Rangers in stock now. Available with 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 in rebate. That's 0 for 60, plus $1,000 on Ford Ranger. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Stone.
Hey, Browns
fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waves. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game day. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security on Route 91 in Twinsburg and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
We welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, a reminder, tonight's Cleveland Browns High School Game of the Week, as voted by you on ClevelandBrowns.com, is between St. Vincent, St. Mary, and Archbishop Hoban. Big, big rivalry down in Akron. They're playing at InfoCision Stadium there on the campus of the University of Akron, 7 p.m. kickoff. All right, time to deliver our poll question results. They're brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The poll question was, which Browns wide receiver or tight end do you expect to have the best fantasy football week, and why? Josh Cribbs, Mohamed Mazikiwe, Evan Moore, or other were the choices. Out of all the voting, 48% of you said Joshua Cribbs. 35% said Evan Moore. Comment from Jimmy, 6'6", great hands, and the tight end seems to be a great option at this point. Start Evan Moore over Dallas Clark versus the Steelers. All right, that's a pretty good idea. And Ed said the Colts red zone go-to guy. All right, like that too. Colt, as in, yeah, Colt McCoy. Okay, and speaking of Colt McCoy from Ask Vic, Facebook, official Browns Facebook page, Michael, do you think we'll see Colt McCoy coming up big in Sunday's game? I do. I just think there was a turning point moment for him last week in Indianapolis that carries into this game. I think there's some opportunities against this Dolphins defense that has just got some issues in its secondary that allow that to happen. And Dave asked, do you think Reggie Bush will play a tough factor against the Browns defense? Dave, he hasn't so far. I'm a little more worried about Daniel Thomas, who's running tough between the tackles. But I think the Browns can be pretty stout with that defensive line. Okay, great show. We want to have some thank yous for our great crew that helped us out tremendously, and that was Bernie Kosar and our panel, Nate Ulrich and Scott Petrick and Tom Withers. We want to thank Kristen Rebelli, Jameer Howerton, Usama Young. We want to thank TJ Zuppi and Chrissy for everybody. We'll see you again on Monday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.